Paper 119, Section 3. The Third Bestowal. The Supreme Council on Salvation had just finished the consideration of the call of the life carriers on planet 217, in system 87, in constellation 61, for the dispatch to their assistance of a material sun. Now this planet was situated in a system of inhabited worlds, where another system sovereign had gone astray, the second such rebellion, in all Nibidon, up to that time. Upon the request of Michael, action on the petition of the life carriers of this planet was deferred pending its consideration by Emmanuel, and his report thereon. This was an irregular procedure, and I well remember how we all anticipated something unusual, and we were not long held in suspense. Michael proceeded to place universe direction in the hands of Emmanuel, while he entrusted command of the celestial forces to Gabriel, and having thus disposed of his administrative responsibilities, he took leave of the universe mother spirit, and vanished from the dispatching field of Salvington precisely as he had done on two previous occasions. And, as might have been expected, on the third day thereafter there appeared, unannounced, on the headquarters world of System 87, in Constellation 61, a strange material sun, accompanied by a lone Sakonophim, accredited by the Universe Ancients of Days, and certified by Emmanuel of Salvington. Immediately the acting system sovereign appointed this new and mysterious material sun acting planetary prince of world 217, and this designation was at once confirmed by the most highs of constellation 61. Thus did this unique material sun begin his difficult career on a quarantined world of secession and rebellion, located in a beleaguered system, without any direct communication with the outside universe, working alone for one whole generation of planetary time. This emergency material sun effected the repentance and reclamation of the defaulting planetary prince and his entire staff, and witnessed the restoration of the planet to the loyal service of the paradise rule, as established in the local universes. In due time a material son and daughter arrived on this rejuvenated and redeemed world, and when they had been duly installed as visible planetary rulers, the transitory or emergency planetary prince took formal leave, disappearing at noon one day. On the third day thereafter, Michael appeared in his accustomed place on Salvington, and very soon the super-universe broadcasts carried the fourth proclamation of the Ancients of Days announcing the further advancement of the sovereignty of Michael in Nibidon. I regret that I do not have permission to narrate the patience, fortitude, and skill with which this material sun met the trying situations on this confused planet. The reclamation of this isolated world is one of the most beautifully touching chapters in the annals of salvation throughout Nibidon. By the end of this mission it had become evident to all Nibidon as to why their beloved ruler chose to engage in these repeated bestowals in the likeness of some subordinate order of intelligent being. The bestowals of Michael as a Melchizedek son, then as a Lenonandek son, and next as a material son are all equally mysterious and beyond explanation. In each instance he appeared suddenly, and as a fully developed individual of the bestowal group. The mystery of such incarnations will never be known except to those who have access to the inner circle of the records on the sacred sphere of Sunarrington. Never, since this marvelous bestowal, as the planetary prince of a world in isolation and rebellion, have any of the material sons or daughters in Nibidon been tempted to complain of their assignments, or to find fault with the difficulties of their planetary missions. For all time the material sons know that in the Creator Son of the universe they have an understanding sovereign, and a sympathetic friend, one who has in all points been tried and tested, even as they must also be tried and tested. Each of these missions was followed by an age of increasing service and loyalty among all celestial intelligences of universe origin, while each succeeding bestowal age was characterized by advancement and improvement in all methods of universe administration and in all techniques of government. Since this bestowal no material son or daughter has ever knowingly joined in rebellion against Michael. They love and honor him too devotedly ever consciously to reject him. Only through deception and sophistry have the atoms of recent times been led astray by higher types of rebel personalities.